Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Nun Gimel. We left off in the middle of Sif Aleph. We are on page 40. We're up to the second line in the Mechaber. I'd like to start in the beginning of the Sif in the Mechaber to get a running start and to review what we did last time before we go weiter. The Mechaber said in the beginning of Sif Aleph on page Chaf, Kira Shia Asuya Kikedera Vishosin Alpia Kedera Lamala. A kivra, which is a type of oven, it's shaped like a pot, and we place on its mouth a pot on top. And it's a wider type of oven that there's room on top for two pots. So in huska b'gefes, she psola shel zesim, if the oven was fired up with gefes, which is the psolas of olives, o be'etzim, or with wood, things that can turn into coals, osr liten aleha tavshel mi bodyom lahashoso aleha. You're not allowed to place a dish on this kira before Shabbos to leave it on for Shabbos. Ela im kein nisbashel kol tzarko b'hu mitzamek v'ralo. Unless it is so fully cooked that if it gets cooked any further, it's going to go and get worse. Because then, the lekel lamecha shemiyachata, since it's so fully cooked that it's mitzamek v'ralo, we're not worried you're going to come to stoke the coals because you don't want it to get even worse. So that is one way that you can leave it on if it's at the point of mitzamek v'ralo. Option two is oshu chai shel nisbashel klal, or if the dish is so raw that it wasn't cooked at all, you can also leave it on before Shabbos. The kevan shu chai, since it is raw, mesia daito mimena, you take your mind off of this dish ad lamachar until Shabbos day. Ubuchol halaylo yochol nisbashel blochitui, and throughout the night it's able to cook without you stoking the coals. So those are the two ways it's mutter. It's so fully cooked till it's nistamik v'ralo, or it's considered totally raw, and in both those cases, we're not worried you're going to come to stoke the coals. Continues the Mechaber in the second line of page 40. Avol im nisbashel tzas, but if it was only cooked a little bit, velo nisbashel kol tzarko, and it was not fully cooked, v'afilu nisbashel kol tzarko v'hu mitzanik v'yafelo, or if it was fully cooked, but if you cook it further, it's going to get better. So then, chayshinan shema yechata, then there's a concern that you might come to stoke the coals. Va'asr lahashoso aleha, and you're not allowed to leave the dish on when Shabbos comes in. Ela imkein garaf, unless you were garaf, dahainu shahotzi menu kalagachalim, unless you swept out all of the coals from the kira. O katam, or you were katam, dahainu shekisa hagachalim be'efer lamayit chuma, or you placed efer on the coals, you covered them to limit their heat. So if it was garaf a katam, then you could leave it on, even if it's only partially cooked, or if it's fully cooked, but it's stomach v'yofelo. V'nosam bo chaticha chaya, but if you place inside a piece of raw meat, mutter ki ilu haisa kulo chaya, then it will be mutter to leave it on the kira when Shabbos starts, as if the whole dish was raw. De'al yidei kach mesiyot aito mimena, because by putting the raw piece of meat, the person takes his mind off of it, and we're not worried he's going to come to stoke the coals. The Mechaber continues, V'afilu eina grufa v'katuma, even if it was not garufa katum, again, grufa pirish shemoshach ha-gecholam e'atanur, that you swept out the coals from the tanur, and katumas pirish shekisa gecholam be'efer, that you covered the gecholam with efer. So even if it was not grufa or katuma, mutter lismoch lo kederu besama chutzala, you're allowed to place a pot close to the oven on the outside. V'imhusku b'kash o b'gvava. Now we go on to different materials that don't turn into coals that you heat up your oven with. For example, if you fired your oven up with stubble, kash, or bigvava, which is the remnants that are collected from the field after the harvest, these are things that don't turn into coals, so it's more lenient. Mutter lashos aleha, you're allowed to leave the pot on the kira. Afilu eino lo grufa lo katuma, even if it's not gorif a katum, because again, it doesn't turn into coals, so we're not worried about you stoking the coals. The Rama says, "Shtei kiros hamatimo zo etzel zo." You have two twin kiros that are next to each other. V'dofen shel cheres b'neihem. There's a wall of pottery between them. Ha'achas gerufa v'ketuma. One of the kiros is garuf or katum. V'ashnia ena gerufa v'ketuma, and the other one is not garuf or katum. So mutter lashos ala gerufa v'ketuma. You're allowed to leave a pot on the one that was garuf or katum. Even though that oven, that kira that you're leaving your pot on, is getting heat from the other oven that's not garuf katum, since it's on a different kira, that's going to be mutter. That's where we'll stop for today's shir on the top. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. We're up to Sivkoton Yud Beis. So we said again in the beginning of the new material, if it was nispashel tzas, it was partially cooked, it wasn't fully cooked, or even if it was fully cooked, but it's misamik biyofalo, so then we're worried shemi yechata. Says the Mishnah Berurah, lemaher bishulo, to quicken up the cooking, kedei lecho b'layla, so you can eat it at night. O kedei shiyeh mitzamik yofa, or so it should cook a little bit more and be mitzamik yofa. So then we said it's usur to leave it on unless you did garaf o katam. So garaf we said in the mechaber was shahotzi mimeno kala gecholim. You took out all the coals. Says the mishabur is a katan yudgimul. Chutz lakira, you took out the coals totally outside the oven. In note 21 he points out this is the sheet of the Rambam. Unlike the sheet of the Bala Ma'ur, the Bala Ma'ur holds it's enough that you sweep the coals to one side of the oven. But we're saying like the Rambam that the coals have to be hotzi mimeno chutz lakira. And it continues the Mishnah Berurah umutter bazeh, and then it's mutter. V'chein dekatam, and so too, if you're putting the afer over the coals, afilu rak nisbashel tzas, it's going to be mutter as well, even if the dish is only partially cooked. Sivkatan yudala goes on the Mechaber's second eitzah of katam, the hainu shekisa gecholim be'efer lamayit chumam, that you cover the coals to limit their heat. Hainu kol ha-gecholim. This means that you covered all the coals. But the ain't sorach liktom at she'ein nikur sham eish klal. But you don't have to cover them so much until the fire is not recognizable at all. Rak bikisui efer kol shu milamala al pneim sagi. Just a little basic covering over the face of the coals is enough. Va'afilu huvaro achar kach shari. And even if a fire is up afterwards, it's going to be mutter. Because by putting the afer on top of the coals, you show that your mind is going off of them and not worried you're going to come to stoke them. So even if the fire starts up again, says the Mishnah Berurah from the Gemara, we're not worried. Od Amar Sham, further it says over there, Da'afilu hayu ha-gecholim sharosem, she'enam emaharim lihikavos. Even if the coals are made out of a certain type of rosem wood, which are not quick to extinguish, gam kein shari, if you do the ketima, it's also going to be permissible. Va'atam b'chozeh, the reason for all this is, kevan degila daito, since he revealed his mind, the lo boi l'gecholim, that he doesn't want the coals, sagi, that's enough, the bevade lo asi l'chatuye, that he's for sure not going to come to stoke the coals. Od Isa, further it's brought down, the gecholim sha'omemu, that coals that were omemu, hainu shahuch shach tzas mar isam, that their appearance darkened a little bit, harihen ketuma, that's also ketuma, that's the same as if it was covered. Vatam, the reason is, the kevan shalo choshesh lelabosan shalo yu'umamu, since you were not concerned to re-fire them up, that they shouldn't get dulled, so it's clear you have proven that you are not makbid on the stoking of the coals and therefore it is mutter. The Mechaber then said that if you placed in a raw piece of meat, it's mutter as if the whole thing was raw because you're mesiach daito mimenu. And then he said, even if it was not goref akotum, it is mutter to place a kedera near the kira outside of it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, yesh omrim, some say, delo sharin en hocha ki'im asmicha bi'erev Shabbos la'shosha mishatechshach. Some say they were only mattering over here. If you did the smicha, you put the pot next to the kira before Shabbos to leave it there when Shabbos came in. However, if it's going to be chazara, which we're more machmir on, and you want to return the pot to that spot, it's going to be usur, even only besmicha, even only putting it next to the kira. The raklus svara shniya hamuzkar besof asif, only according to the second opinion that's at the end of the sif, mutra afilu bechazara al piya afonim amavorim besif beiz. Then it will be mutra to do chazara to the side, to next to the kira, based on the conditions that will be spoken out in sif beiz. Aval kam achronim chokim azeh, but various achronim argue on this, v'daitim, and their opinion is, the chazara basmicha mutter l'kliyama. They say, no, it's not just that shehiyah is mutter basmicha, even chazara, returning it on Shabbos, after taking it off on Shabbos, putting it back on Shabbos, is also mutter according to everyone. V'afilu b'smicha l'chatchilu b'Shabbos yesh mekilin. And even placing it there initially for the first time on Shabbos, there are those who are mekil. Heicha sha'kedera adayin cham, where the pot is still hot, umavushal kol tzarko, and it is fully cooked. Look what the Ramah will tell us later on, and the Biralocha that we'll see at the end of the Simon. Sivkatan Tezayin. So we said again, it's mutar lismuch la kedera b'samach chutzalo. Says the Mishabura, haynu gamkin afilu nisbash l'shlish. This is talking about even in a case where it wasn't a third cooked. The kevan de eino ela somech lomi b'chutz. Since all you're doing lemaisa is putting the pat next to the kira on the outside, lo chamir haikira migrufu katumanal. This is no more chamir than the case of the kira that was garuf a katum. The mutar sham lahashos that you're allowed to leave the pat on the kira afilu lo nisbash lo kedei shlish v'kanal. Even if it's not a third cooked, you're allowed to leave the pot on as long as it's garuf a katum. So here, when you're placing the pot outside the oven, b'samuch to the kira, it will also be mutter even if it's less than a third cooked, because it's ki'ilu, it's garuf a katum. So katun yudzayin b'samuch chutzalo, close to it on the outside. Haynu afilu mayad soledes b'mokom ahu. Even if the place that you're putting it is very hot, it's yad soledes bo, still it's going to be permissible. Then the Mechaber told us that if you fire the oven up, not with the things that turn into coals, but rather with the kash bigvava, where it doesn't turn into coals, it's mutter even if it's not garuf a katum. Says the Mishaburi Yudches, mutter lahashos aleha, vuadim besocha, not only on the kira, but even in the kira, dekevan dekegruf adamya, since it's like it's garuf, since it doesn't turn into coals, and there's no concern of stoking them, so it's like the coals were swept out. So therefore, the same way that when it's garuf, you could put it inside, just like on top, here as well, you could put it besocha as well. The kevan de kegrufa damya umi bodyom who knows no lasocha, and while it is still day before Shabbos, you're placing it there. So mali tocha, mali agaba. What's the difference if you're putting it inside, you're placing it on top? Sikotin your test. We said even if it's not garuf a katum, it's mutter. Lefi she'ein boch shash chitui. Because again, there's no concern of you stoking these coals. Shemiyod shekala. When it comes to these materials, as soon as the flame goes out, the coals get finished up. So there's no remnants of coals there that we're worried you're going to start stoking. One more Mishabura, then we'll see a couple of very practical notes. So we said in the Rambam that if you have two kiros that are next to each other, and there's a wall of cheres between them, one is garuf a katum, one is not, you're allowed to do shahia on the one that's garuf a katum, even though it's getting extra heat from the one that's not garuf a katum. Says the Mishabura Pirish, Bakira Grufa, even though it's being Mosel Hevel, in the Kira that is Garuf, from the Kira that's not Garuf, the Havamin, and I would have thought the Lahavi Kaina Grufa, that even the one that has the coal swept out, it's as if they are not swept out. So Kamash Mulan comes to Ramah to teach me, the Lo Amin Hafi, we don't say this. Ba'afilu b'Shabbos mutter l'hachzir Allah, even on Shabbos, you would be allowed to do chazara there, because l'maisa, this kira has the coal swept out, even though it is getting some heat from the neighboring kira, which is not garuf. That is where we will stop in the Mishabura, but I'd like to read a couple of very practical notes, and that is the page after page 40, where there's two pages of notes over there. I'd like to read one paragraph and note number 25, the second paragraph. It's talking about over here a gas stove in terms of garuf a katum, how we cover a gas stove. We don't have coals, we have just a fire coming out through gas. So Rav Moshe writes, Shiyesh lahachmir, one should be machmir, shelo dai bikisu ha'esh. It seems to be that all the poskim say you have to cover the fire where the fire is, because that's what they did, that those are the coals, the fire is the coals. So Rav Moshe says, one should be machmir, that it's not enough to cover the fire, eluyesh lechasos gamesa kaptorim. You also should have to cover the knobs of the stove, which is the way you would make it hotter or less hot. Shekevan sheshom hu mokum achitui, that's the place where you stoked them, that's where you're going to raise the flame. Yesh locho shema lo yanikir akisui shal ha'esh v'yachata. We're worried that just because you put a blech on top of the fire, if the knobs are still there, you still may raise the flame. That's the chitui, and therefore Rav Moshe says one should be machmir to cover the knobs as well. Even though it's a little bit far fetched, mikomakom still says Rav Moshe, kevan shaheter shal ketimas gecholam nemar b'mokom achitui. Since the whole heter of the ketimas gecholam, the covering of the coals, is in the place where the chitui happens, where the stoking happens, yitokhin shirak ba'ofen zehetiru. Clearly, only in that way they were matir. V'sayim shomer, Moshe ends over there by saying, shebishas atchak, in a present situation, yesh l'hokel b'kisu he'esh l'chud, you can be lenient in a case where only the fire is covered. V'chein ein limchos b'nohogim l'chasos es ha'esh l'chud, you also should not protest against those that you see just putting a blech over the fires and they don't do anything with the knobs. But Rav Moshe says, one should be machmir to take care of both. On the other hand, the Gaon Lishon Zalman Arba Kosov Shaddai b'kisu e'esh, Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that it's enough just to cover the fire. The ain tzarach l'chasos gamas akavtorim, he holds you do not need to cover the knobs. The chen kosav v'shal shivas or latzion, the chen das hagonav v'yashiv, they all say that as long as you cover the fire, it's enough. You do not have to cover the knobs. One other very important note that we're going to see over here is note number 29. We're going to talk about a plata, an electric hot plate. Uplata chashmalis, she'ein bardargo shono shalchom, an electric hot plate that does not have a knob that you can raise the heat. It just stays at one temperature. So the Chazon Ish was of the opinion, she'ein nechshavis kegruf of a katuma, even though there's no way to change the temperature, but it's not considered garf a katum. V'chein da'as hagon rav al-yashiv, shelo chilku chachomim m'gzeirosom. Chazal were not mechalik in their gzeiros, bein dover she'esher l'chatos bo, u bein dover she'esher l'chatos bo. There's no difference in the gzeiro of Chazal, something that you're able to stoke, or something that you're not able to stoke. V'lochein mutter l'hashos aleh im mechasa usa b'niyar aluminim ova she'etzdanin chuma ma'at. So you would be allowed to do shehiya on an electric hot plate as long as you put a thick piece of aluminum foil that lowers the heat a little bit. Aval near dak, but a very thin piece of aluminum foil, not heavy duty, lo moel azeh, will not help to make it considered garf akotum. Kevan she'ein nikir botzinan, since it's not recognizable that it's a little bit cooler than before. V'gam mishum she'lefamim enichim oso kedei lishmar al nikon haplata, and sometimes you cover it with a skinny piece of tin foil just to keep the plata clean. V'lo nikir she'nitan l'shem miot achom, it's not clear you're doing it in order to lower the heat, and therefore it would have to be, you know, either a double piece of foil or heavy-duty foil, something that it's nicker, that the heat is going down a little bit. If you skip one paragraph, we'll see another sheet. The Meidoch, on the other hand, the Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, Nigris Moshe, she'plata chashmalis she'yefshe levashel aleha, when you have an electric hot plate that you cannot cook on, eino bichlal ha'gzeira. He argues and he says, not like the Chazon Ish, not like Rav Yashiv, he says, that's not part of the gzeira. V'chein das agon Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach, Rav Shlomo Zalman agrees with Rav Moshe, the reason for this matter is by placing a pot in a place where it's not able to cook there, that itself is considered a maisa of covering the coals. There's also no concern of stoking over there, since the plata is not able to cook. The kevan she'enu yochel lahagdil as midas chomet, since you're not able to raise the temperature, ein hi bichlal hagzera, it's not included in the gzera, v'dina kekashu gvava, and it's like the last case we discussed in the mechaber of kashu gvava, v'chein kasu b'shal jivash shevet alevi, and the or l'tzion. So we'll stop over there, but to summarize this last point, if an electric hot plate, the Chazon Ish and Rav Yashiv are makbid, they're machmir, they say that you have to cover with a thick piece of aluminum foil, there's no chiluk in the gzera of Chazal, it has to be garf akotum, so you have to do a maisa of garf akotum, which is covering the electric hot plate with a thick piece of foil. On the other hand, Rav Moshe and the others are Shlomo Zalman, the Shevet Alevi, the Erl Tzion, they all know, since it's not able to cook, it's not adjustable, so there's no concern of chitui, and therefore it was not part of the gzeira, and you would have to do nothing, and you can leave food going into Shabbos on the electric hot plate, and that shehiya would be permissible. We will continue with Mitzvah Shem, going weiter in this lengthy Sif Aleph next time.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.